About 119 million Americans received a stimulus payment in 2008, up to $600 for individuals and $1,200 for married couples. But Cindy Hockenberry of the Appleton-based National Association of Tax Professionals says that stimulus money isn't taxable and it should not be entered on the return.
However, there is a worksheet in the instructions to the 2009 Form 1040 that will help you determine whether or not you're allowed a stimulus rebate credit. And you're eligible for the stimulus rebate credit if you did not receive the full amount last summer.
She says people may be eligible for more money because the 2008 stimulus was based on 2007 tax returns. So if, for example, someone had a child in 2008, that person would now be eligible for a $300 rebate. The money would be added to this year's refund or used as a credit to offset a tax liability. Hockenberry adds the only reason taxpayers need to report their stimulus payment is to find out if they are eligible for more money, and it will not lower refund amounts. Taxpayers can determine how much stimulus money they received last year online at irs.gov. Christina Clarkson, Wisconsin Public Radio.